Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Today is Sunday, the 22nd of December, 2024, the fourth Sunday in Advent, the Sunday of love. Welcome to the Word of Grace. In this broadcast, we shall listen to familiar readings and carols telling the story of the God who came to us in love. My name is Nigel Parker, minister of the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, and I take this opportunity to wish each of you listening the knowledge of the peace and presence and the love of God this Christmas, in whatever circumstances you find yourself this year. You would be welcome to join us at our Sunday morning services at 10:30, but also on Tuesday evening, Christmas Eve, at 7 o'clock for a service of lessons and carols and candles, all at our church premises at 256 Rue Queen Street in Lennoxville. From the book of the prophet Isaiah, we read, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even for ever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this."
Thank you.
Let us turn to God in prayer. Let us pray. God, our Saviour, our spirits rejoice in you this day, for you look with favour on your people. You have done great things for us. You have scattered the proud and lifted up the lowly. You filled the hungry with good things and kept the promises made to our ancestors. Your mercy is known from generation to generation, and so we praise and magnify your holy name and worship you as Creator, Christ, and Spirit. Merciful God, in your gracious presence we confess our sins and the sins of this world. For although we have found love in Christ, we are a people divided against ourselves and against one another. We have not loved as you love us, and we've too often been careless with our words, our bodies, and how we treat others and your world. We abuse your good gifts of imagination and freedom, intellect and reason, and have turned them into bonds of oppression. Lord, have mercy upon us. Heal us, forgive us, set us free to serve you in the world as agents of your reconciling love in Jesus Christ. Hear and believe the good news. Our sins are forgiven. We are a new creation. The old life is gone. The new life has come. Know that you are forgiven and have the courage and love to forgive others. Open us, O God, to the good news written in the Scriptures. Open our hearts to recognize your presence with us. Open our minds that we may know your direction for us. And may we say with Mary, as she did so long ago, let it be with me according to your word. Amen. Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favoured one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed Elizabeth your relative has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the 6th month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." And then Mary said, "Behold the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo,
to Bethlehem and see Him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Luke's Gospel, chapter 2 at verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. And so all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." And so they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Thank you. laid down his sweet head. The stars in the heavens looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care and take us to heaven to live with thee there. Take us to heaven to live with thee there.
From the first letter of John, chapter 1, verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. We give you all thanks and praise, O God, for you are coming to restore us and save us, and your mercy embraces the faithful in each generation. In ancient days you founded the earth and promised mercy to Abraham as an offspring forever. Through the law you provided a way of repentance, and through your prophets you called for justice and peace. And now you come to us in your Son, Jesus Christ, at whose name even unborn babies rejoice. In him we have seen your promised ruler, who will establish the reign of peace, pulling tyrants from thrones and lifting up the downtrodden, filling the hungry with good things and sending the greedy away empty. And though enemies mocked him, scorned him, and killed him, by your strength you restored him to life, and through his bodily offering you set apart your people once and for all. Thank you, Lord, for all the faithful saints we have known in our lives. Their trust in you gives us hope whenever our own faith wavers. May we be faithful in this generation as others have been before us, so that our ministry and mission in Jesus' name will be renewed, engaging the world in refreshing, respectful ways. We pray today for those who are struggling with loss and discouragement this season, for those who have lost someone dear, for those who cannot find meaningful work, and all for whom challenge and change make the future uncertain. Embrace them with your compassion and strength to persevere. We pray for those who are facing sickness and death, and for those who've given up on themselves and on the goodness of others. We remember those who face conflict in their homes or their homelands, who wonder or fear what tomorrow may bring. We pray for the creation that has suffered from fire and storm and earthquake and flood this year, and for the lives disrupted by drought and despair. Embrace all who suffer with your comfort and courage. God of all life and each life, as we move towards a new year, let us have a strong sense of your presence as we celebrate Christ's birth. With the tenderness of your Spirit, lighten our burdens and show us new possibilities for our own lives and for the ministries we take up in the name of Jesus. For we find confidence in the prayer he taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.